See, I've been making bimbo files now for a long time. And there's something I've always come across, which is the preconceived notion that bimbo is like one specific sex act. And just one. But what I wanted to tell you today was that actually, bimbos. That's right, bimbos. Those who like having their IQ stripped away from them. Like, enjoy lots of different sex acts. Like there are different people in the world. Like, people are unique. Bimbos are unique too. Of course, each bimbo has their own sexual preferences. Each bimbo has their own preferences in how they like their arousal, their pleasure. How they like getting turned on. And how they like turning other people on. So, today I wanted to talk to you about how you can make yourself and others happy through discovering your sexuality as a bimbo. That's right. Becoming a bimbo sexual, if you will. You see, bimbo sexuals are people who get aroused at the idea of being stupid. That's right, they get aroused at the idea of being stupid. But more than that, they get aroused at the idea of making other people aroused by how stupid they are. And isn't that fun? Isn't that an interesting idea? Wouldn't you want to be a bimbo sexual too? Perhaps you already are. Perhaps you already know exactly how nice it feels to be mindless and empty. Mindless and empty. To have your IQ stripped away from you point by point by point. Perhaps you can enjoy letting your mind go right now. Perhaps you can imagine yourself. That's right, imagine yourself losing IQ points with each and every second. With each and every breath. But also on top of that, because you are a bimbo sexual. Because you are aroused. You are turned on. You feel pleasure to the notion of being so dumb, so stupid. Perhaps the more IQ points you lose, the more aroused you feel. The more you feel that lust, that burning need, rising inside you, starting at all those places that feel the nicest. Places that feel so nice to touch. So nice to have other people touch sometimes. If that's what you're into, of course. You see, like I said before, each bimbo sexual has their own sexual preferences. They know how they like to be touched. They know how they like to feel. They know how they like other people to feel if that's what they're into. But every bimbo is unique, as every bimbo sexual is unique. So as you feel those IQ points draining away, you can just feel the pleasure building and building and building within you. That's right. Building with each and every IQ point you lose. And of course, you might even want to spur on this conditioning. And that's okay. You can do that if you want to. You and I both know that a good bimbo sexual is happy and content with their own sexuality exactly as it is. Exactly as it is, but just amplified. Because bimbo sexuals are not afraid of showing that, of sharing that. That's right, of taking the time to find a nice, safe and comfortable place to be themselves. To be the bimbo sexual they know they are. Like you are right now, as you become more mindless and empty. More of a bimbo. Silly, giggly, brainless bimbo. Because that's what you are. Letting your mind fill up with pink, happy, bubbly thoughts. Having them pop, 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 pop right out of your head. As you feel more aroused. As you realize your bimbo sexual potential. That's right, bimbo sexual potential. Because of course it always starts off as potential to be a bimbo sexual. The potential to be converted fully into this way of life. But also, it comes with wanting more, needing more, wanting to become more and more turned on by the idea of losing IQ points, turned on by the idea that you are becoming so very, very stupid. That's right. And of course, you and I both know that these effects will only happen in a safe and comfortable position where you can freely admit to yourself, I am a bimbo sexual. And of course, when you can admit those feelings to yourself, that's right, when you can admit those feelings to yourself in a safe and comfortable place, you can feel this feeling again, this feeling of mindlessness, the feeling of your IQ points draining away faster and faster and faster with each and every second. as they just pop, 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 pop right out of your head. Like your head is filled up with a million trillion little pink bubbles. Pink bubbles filled with joy, happiness, and stupidity. Being so dumb, being so horny, being so needy, being such a bimbo because you are a bimbosexual. And it's okay to find a nice, comfortable, safe position where you can display that, where you can show that in your own way, because you are a bimbosexual. You are amazing, and you have the power to choose exactly how you display that, that feeling, that need, that burning passion inside you, to show everybody, or just yourself, that you are a bimbosexual, that you are a sexual being with sexual needs. When the time comes to feel pleasure, to feel stupidity, to feel your IQ draining away as you get stupider and stupider and stupider, dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. That's right, and the dumber you get, the more turned on you get, the more turned on you get, the dumber you get, because it's just a cycle, a loop in your brain, because you are a bimbosexual. And when you have this nice, safe, comfortable position, where you can admit that to yourself, you can feel this feeling again and again and again. Of course, knowing that your real life is your real life, and your bimbosexual life is your bimbosexual life. And so, of course, when you need to do those things that you need to do, that's fine. You can do those easily and effortlessly. Wake yourself up from that state. But when you want to have some fun times with yourself or with others, you can always admit this to yourself, that you are a bimbosexual. And know that in this comfortable, safe, and secure place, you can be whatever you want to be. And show off however you want to show that off. As long as you are safe, comfortable, and very, very stupid.